Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. Today he is talking about this time of confusion and the wonderful opportunity that it offers us. You are all free, totally free, because that is how God so lovingly created you. We are approaching a momentous period in humanity's spiritual evolution. Although life in form, separated from source, is quite unreal, it appears to be very real indeed, and while experiencing the unreality of life in form, you have all chosen to learn lessons that will assist you enormously in your inevitable awakening. If properly understood and assimilated, they will greatly decrease the time required for you to ready yourselves for your return to reality. Although, of course, you have never left reality. The choice to experience life in form was made collectively, and instantly God provided the means for your return to full awareness of your oneness. Nevertheless, in his infinite love for you, his divine progeny, he gave you, at the moment of your creation, absolutely all of him herself. There is nothing of God that is not also you. As I have already told you in previous messages, love is all-powerful, but it is also totally free of any kind of coercion or compulsion, otherwise it would not be love. You are completely free, you are sovereign beings, and you are free to do whatever you choose in any moment. While you are experiencing human life, your memory of your real nature is hidden from you by your collective choice. And thus it seems that to be in human form is an extremely limited state of being. Nevertheless, you do have free will. Part of the reason for taking life in form is to experience that freedom without an awareness of your true and eternal nature, love. Without that awareness, it has been possible for you to engage in some extremely unloving behaviors over the eons, as your history so clearly shows you. As a result, you came to believe that love is weak, and that for you to survive and prosper, you had to develop and use physical force in conflict to beat and defeat those, many, many other beings that were, it seemed, completely and utterly separate from you, who, it appeared to you, threatened your survival. On laying down your physical forms at the moment of death, you instantly become aware of how you have lived your human lives, and your unloving behaviors reveal to you in that moment either shock and horrify you, leading you to an intense desire to re-experience life in form, to correct or heal any pain or suffering that you have inflicted on others, or you go into such a deep state of shock that it places you in what in human terms you would call a coma. Then, and of course, at the moment of your passing transition, you are totally overwhelmed by the intensity of love that immediately embraces you, making it abundantly clear to you that you are one with it. You either plan a new incarnation or remain in a state of coma while long-term healing occurs, which, when completed, will enable you to once again review your life in form and arrange and plan a new incarnation to present you once more with the lessons that you then choose to learn. No one on laying down their human form is compelled to reincarnate. As I explained above, love never uses force or coercion. But very many desire to do so in order to learn the lessons that they had missed or misunderstood. Now many are learning the lessons that they previously missed or misunderstood, and at some deep level of their consciousness, the awareness of the unreality of anything other than love is arising and guiding them most beautifully toward awakening. This present momentous period in humanity's separation adventure is the moment in which you are being presented with the opportunity, due to the awareness arising in so many of you that you are spiritual beings having a temporary experience in form, to greatly shorten the time and reduce the number of incarnations in form that you need to experience before you return to reality. It was planned by Source from the instant that you chose to experience separation, because she knew that the pain of separation would become so intense that the majority of those incarnate would wish to bring it to a point of termination. Therefore, a window of opportunity was planned to occur, during which those who wished could dramatically reduce the number of human incarnations they needed to undergo by learning, understanding, and fully and completely engaging with their true nature, love. After anyone has made the choice to do this, then from this moment onward in their lives he or she can only be loving, because there are no other options, since only love is real. To know that, as humans in form, is the most uplifting and inspiring experience that can possibly happen to anyone. They cannot and will never revert to the limited form of consciousness in which most humans are entangled, and in which it seems there is a constant ongoing conflict between good and evil. Evil is unreal, but within the illusion it appears to be very real and causes enormous pain and suffering for untold millions. Now the opportunity has arrived for those who choose to take it to awaken from that unreal or dream state and return home. Many are presently feeling very much that here on earth they are not at home, and this is very confusing, because life in form is all that they appear to have ever known. The truth is, of course, that they are not experiencing home, reality, because of their choice to undergo a state of apparent separation from Source, and the deeper knowing of this truth is now rising into their consciousness, leading to a cognizance that where they presently appear to be is not their real home. That realization is extremely unsettling, because the illusory environment of physicality still does seem to be inordinately real, causing great confusion and inner strife. Each one of you reading this message, or other similarly uplifting ones through other channels, are aware of your spiritual nature and heritage, and are each becoming increasingly aware that your individual tasks, which are very similar, although in many respects they are very different, are to assist in the awakening process by being loving in every moment, whatever may arise on your own individual path. Your daily time out, meditation practice, period of contemplation, or just quiet relaxation, is the time when you work most effectively on your task. And of course, it is not work. What you are doing is demonstrating a most joyful expression of love. That expression, as it flows through you and out to embrace all with whom you interact in any manner at all, is warm and most welcoming, drawing toward you those in your vicinity who are seeking to understand and gain relief from their sense of not belonging, of being in the wrong place, of being in the wrong body, or being on the wrong world. Many are presently experiencing feelings of this nature as the truth that they are indeed divine beings starts to arise into their field of consciousness, and initially it is very confusing for them. Your awakened presence, by offering them a safe place in which to talk about these startling feelings while you just listen, is precisely what is required to assist those who have been deeply asleep to begin to awaken, while calming the fears and anxieties that are also arising within them, as the old normal way of living becomes increasingly untenable for them. To reiterate, each and every one of you reading or listening to this and to similar channeled messages are precisely where you are meant to be in order to assist many others as they consciously choose to take part in humanity's most wonderful awakening process. Everyone presently incarnate on planet Earth, and there are absolutely no exceptions, is being nudged in one way or another so that they pay attention to the undeniable presence of their true spiritual nature, which is arising into their waking consciousness and demanding their attention. To dismiss this powerful intuitive sense that there is far more to life than is normally apparent would be unfortunate, and perhaps quite a large number of people will do this. However, it only serves to delay their inevitable awakening. Nevertheless, those who choose this option will not become aware that they have missed out and will continue to evolve spiritually, that is, continue on their path to the point at which they do choose to know themselves as one with Source, and in that knowing, they too will awaken. All are one, there is no separation, and those few who continue to choose to engage with a sense of separation, with the sense that they have but one personal and individual life in form that terminates with decay and death of that form, have in fact already chosen to awaken, but not just yet. That choice is absolutely fine, but it will involve them in rather more pain and suffering, as they unnecessarily maintain their sense of separation and choose to identify solely with their human forms. You are all free, totally free, because that is how God so lovingly created you. You were created free because to love another is to totally honor and respect each other, including their inalienable and sovereign right to live completely free from any rules or restrictions. You are free beings of love, extending and sharing that love, because that is what love is and what it does, eternally. While living as humans in form, this is not apparent to you because of the limitations that state imposes upon you, until you start to become aware of the loving nudges that you are receiving to assist you to awaken. All of you reading this have at least started to become aware of your true nature, and as this awareness grows and strengthens, your inner light brightens and helps others to start becoming aware. Know that what you are doing now in your human lives just by being yourselves is an absolutely essential part of the collective awakening process. Here in the spiritual realms, you are greatly honored for your fortitude and strength of intent. So please make a point of honoring and loving yourselves, because doing so allows the light that you all are to shine even more brightly and more effectively to assist those who feel lost, alone, or abandoned. No one is ever lost, alone, or abandoned, but many feel that they are, and your light and your acceptance of them, just as they are, helps to dissolve that feeling and gently brings to them the awareness that they are loved, and that all will be well. Your loving brother, Jesus.